Good day and welcome to the financial and market performance of the Agora Group in Q3 2014 conference call. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Gregor Kozakowski. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining our conference call dedicated to the financial results of Agora Group in the first quarter of 2014. My name is Grzegorz Kozakowski, and I'm here with our IR/PR team. During this presentation, I would like to discuss key developments in the advertising market in the first quarter, financial results of the whole group, and contribution of particular business segments to the group's financial results. Follow-up questions are most welcome after the presentation, certainly. Now let's start from looking at the advertising market situation in the first quarter of this year. Please refer to page three of our presentation. In the first quarter of 2014, advertisers again increased their expenditure. The value of the advertising market grew by 4.5% to circa 1.6 billion zlotys, despite the decrease in press, cinema and outdoor. It is worth noticing that the dynamics of the decrease in dailies advertising slowed down, and thus our estimate for advertising expenditure decline in press in 2014 may be too pessimistic after all. The opposite situation may occur in cinema advertising, but as you know, this part of the advertising pie is rather small. Advertisers spent most of their advertising budget in television, and the value of TV advertising grew most rapidly, reaching the growth rate of 9.5% year-on-year. A growth of 6.5% was also seen in online ad spend, the reason being mainly growth of ad spend in search engines and video advertising. Display advertising increased by 3%. Radio advertising ad spend grew by 5.5% year-on-year. The total value of advertising expenditure in the first quarter of this year was negatively affected by the declines in press advertising, down by 13.5% in dailies and down by 12% in magazines, as well as in outdoor advertising, down by 2.5%. Let us now move on to discussing the financial results of the group. In the first quarter of this year, the group's revenue grew by almost 2% year-on-year and amounted to nearly 244 million. The group noted growth in all revenue sources apart from advertising. However, these sales were only 1 million lower year-on-year. In the market conditions as presented previously, we implemented certain initiatives which resulted in growth of advertising revenue in the majority of the group's business segments, including internet and radio, increase in revenue from copy sales of Gazeta Wyborcza, as well as increase in additional revenue, including concession revenue. The group noted also growth of revenue from ticket sales, and it sold higher number of tickets year-on-year despite the drop in admissions in the whole market. At the same time, the operating cost of the group grew slightly by less than 1%. This growth mainly resulted from higher promotion and marketing expenditure, growth of external services, as well as staff costs related to development projects executed in our group. On the other hand, the cost of raw materials, energy, consumables and printing services decreased due to lower year-on-year volume of call set production. As a result, the group improved its results both on EBITDA level, which grew by almost 24%, and EBIT level, which grew by almost 18%. The net loss amounted to 10.2 million zlotys. Now let's have a closer look at the results of business segments, starting certainly with press operations. The operating result of the press segment was under pressure of the decline in ad spend in dailies. The total revenue of the segment decreased by 6% to over 71 million. The main reasons included drop in advertising revenue by more than 12%, which was partially offset by almost 4% higher year-on-year revenue from copies sold. The growth of copy sales revenue was possible mainly due to higher revenue from publications of Gazeta Wyborcza. This is the result of the copy price increase introduced in January this year, slower drop dynamics of copy sales of Gazeta Wyborcza, and positive contribution from digital distribution of the daily. The revenue from copy sales of the segment was also positively affected by the change of frequency of publication of Soki Obcasy Extra. Since February this year, it has been published as a monthly. The operating costs of the segment increased by 5.6%. The most important reason was higher year-on-year staff cost, which is related to the introduction of the metered paywall in Gazeta Wyborcza and its digital subscription offer, as well as higher promotion and marketing expenditure. We are working on the development of our offer in both in paper as well as in digital part. For example, in September this year, Gazeta Wyborcza launched bqdata.pl, the first Polish data journalism website, which in an innovative and interactive way visualized the data and content based on. The website is available only for the digital subscribers of Gazeta Wyborcza. It is the first exclusively online brand of Gazeta Wyborcza and the value added for those who pay for the access to the digital content of our daily. Talking about our digital subscription, please go to the next page of our presentation. As you well know, in February this year, Gazeta Wyborcza, as the first daily in Poland, introduced metered paywall, a system of limited access to its digital content. As at the end of June this year, Gazeta Wyborcza had almost 16,000 active digital subscribers. And as at the end of September, we had over 21,000 active subscribers, which means growth of 33% versus June this year. It should be underlined here that based on our observations and results of the actions which we performed in last months, including our institutional offers, you have no concerns about achieving the ambitious target of 30,000 digital subscribers as at the end of this year. Now let's move on to the results of the movies and books segment. In the third quarter of this year, the segment's revenue grew by over 8% due to the following factors. Higher by almost 7% ticket sales revenue due to higher year-on-year admissions in Helios network, higher by almost 6% concession sales, and higher by over 7% revenue from advertising sales. Revenue of special projects division grew by over 15%, and the growth of special projects revenue in the first quarter results mainly from the organization of Olsztyn Green Festival. In the first quarter of this year, the dynamics of cinema admissions in Helios network outperformed total cinema market, which suffered a decline of over 1%. The positive dynamics in number of tickets sold in Helios cinemas mainly comes from the expansion of Helios network. We are proud that Bogowie film, co-produced by Agora and distributed by Next Film, being a subsidiary of Helios, which is in cinemas since the 10th of September, of October, already attracted 1.4 million people. It is already more popular than Drogówka, which had a positive impact on the group's results. We are continuing our development strategy in this segment. However, the date of opening of our cinema in Jelenia Góra will change due to delay in the construction works. It will be opened next year. Let's now move to the outdoor segment. In the third quarter, the total expenditure for outdoor advertising, as presented by the companies reporting to IGRZ, fell by circa 2.5%. At that time, AMS advertising revenue drop amounted to almost 4%. This result should be related to larger demand for traditional panels in the first quarter, and AMS systematically limits the number of those panels in its portfolio. At the same time, AMS decreased operating cost by 4%, thanks to lower year-on-year system maintenance cost. The staff cost increase inter alia due to the provision for group layoff cost related to restructuring the exposition monitoring department. As a result, the segment closed the third quarter with a better result on EBIT and EBITDA levels. As you well know, we are for several months in the process of enriching our bus shelter portfolio in Warsaw. And in accordance with our project timeline, last month, the process of constructing bus shelters in Warsaw was officially launched. The whole investment project comprises 1,580 bus shelters. Let us now move on to discussing the results of the internet segment. In the first quarter of this year, the Internet segment's revenue grew by over 12%. This is mainly the result of portal's strong reach position and launching new content and advertising products. These factors led to the growth of display ad sales in Gazeta.pl portal, supported by the dynamic growth of video ad format sales. The growth of revenue generated by the advertising network at Tayly also positively contributed to the level of segment's revenue. A dynamic boost in segment's revenue resulted in a significant improvement in operating results. EBIT grew to 4.4 million and EBITDA to 5.7 million. The websites of Gazeta.pl Group maintained their strong third position in the ranking. The focus on mobile applications development bears the fruit. We have over 500,000 downloads of Sport.pl Live application and growing activity of users of Gazeta.pl Live and Sport.pl Live applications. We work on development of video content and widening the distribution of our VOD service Kinoplex.pl. Its offer is now available via dedicated applications on smart TV sets, including Samsung, Philips and Toshiba. The next operating segments to be discussed are the radio and print segments. Total revenue of the radio segment increased by 8% in the first quarter of this year, including growth of advertising sales by 6.3%. At the same time, the radio advertising expenditure in Poland increased by 5.5%. Operating costs of the segment decreased by 11.5%, mainly as a result of lower year-on-year promotion and marketing expenditure in the first quarter, which is related to the shift of advertising campaigns between reporting quarters. As a result, the segment closed the third quarter with a significant improvement of the results, which grew from losses to profits amounting to 0.6 million on EBIT level and EBITDA of 1.3 million. We participate in tenders for new licenses. In September, National Broadcasting Council granted Złote Przeboje one additional new concession. And also in September, we were informed about the resolution of the National Broadcasting Council to grant TOK FM concession in Białystok and Częstochowa. Additionally, the segment develops its online presence. It prepared new versions of mobile applications of Tuba FM for devices with iOS and Android operating systems, which allow users to pay the subscription fee and block ads in the app. As far as we discuss our printing segment, in the third quarter, the revenue from printing services to external clients increased to 38.1 million. At the same time, the segment decreased its costs by 1.5%. As a result, segment achieved a positive results on EBIT level of 0.5 million and its EBITDA grew by almost 26% to 4.4%. Let's briefly summarize the results of the third quarter of this year. In the third quarter, the group noted growth of revenue for the first time since the first quarter of 2011. All revenue sources, with the exception of advertising revenue, noted growth. That led us to improve our operating results. The most important external factors which influence the group's results include growth of advertising expenditure in all advertising market segments, with the exception of press and outdoor, decline in the copy sales of print and press, structural changes in the media market. In our results, we noted an increase of revenue and improvement of profitability in majority of business segments, cover price increase of Gazeta Wyborcza, smaller drop dynamics of copy sales, and revenue from digital distribution of the daily contributed to the growth of copy sales revenue of Gazeta Wyborcza. We continued digital development of IF Media by launching new mobile applications, improvements in our current sites, and launching new services as bqdata.pl, the first exclusively online brand of Gazeta Wyborcza. Talking about prospects for the fourth quarter of this year, we see that advertising market expenditure should grow with television and internet as the largest beneficiaries of this growth. We will see results of new projects in film co-production and distribution, and we should also observe growth of cinema admissions and continuation of the execution of the contract for construction of Warsaw bus shelters by AMS. This way we come to the end of the presentation, and certainly we are ready to take your questions.